Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Republican Party and the lessons they learned from the 2012 presidential election, which apparently are nothing, zero, zip, nada. On the contrary, it looks like they're retooling to become the party of the 50s, the 1650s. Fueled by the fiery core of their Tea Party, the GOP is actively pursuing an agenda that replicates an imaginary time gone past, engaging in intense efforts to roll back what reasonable folk might consider societal advances. You know, voting rights, equal access to health care, women's control over their own bodies, the freedom to marry the person you love. They have positioned themselves so far on the wrong side of history, they probably see dinosaurs chewing on extinct ferns, should replace the elephant as their mascot with the woolly mammoth, or the dodo bird. And now their latest announced plans involve slowing down immigration reform, which makes sense when you realize the only thing slower than not moving is shifting into reverse. It seems the brightest stars of the Republican Party are the dimmest of bulbs. One problem is they really don't have a record to write home about. Conservatives have opposed every single major advancement in this country's human rights. Freeing the slaves, women getting the vote, minimum wage, child labor laws, Medicare, Social Security, Obamacare, indoor privies, miniskirts. They are in imminent danger of becoming the modern equivalent of the Whig Party. The sands about slacks, rabbit ears, and coal-powered buggy whip party. Sitting in an outhouse with a Sears catalog nearby with their black and white dreams about separate but equal bathrooms. Imagine the next order of business will be to mandate that all housewives have to wash their dishes in the creek. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.